Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Gertz.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Logan Rocha. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, Casey.
You're welcome. Baseball season. It's baseball season, and I hear you're on the baseball team. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, I actually am on the baseball team. I've been playing baseball for 3 of the 4 years I can now. I didn't really want to play the sport until a ton of my friends started playing, so I'm still kind of considering myself a newbie on the team, even though I'm a senior now.
Well, I mean, whatever works. Who is the baseball coach?
We have Coach Cartarelli, but most of the guys just call him Coach C because his last name is difficult to remember and say all the time. And he is fairly new. This is his second year coaching the FCA baseball team. He doesn't have any other previous experience coaching baseball, but he grew up playing baseball, and he went to college to play baseball. And, yeah, he's a great guy. He doesn't really focus a whole lot with discipline or anything, so it's kind of fun. So the guys kind of all rally around him because he's fun, and he's not just, like, a mean coach that, like, yells at us, but just, like, one of the guys, pretty much, who helps coach us and stuff. So, yeah, he's good.
That's cool. Does he have any kids that go to FCA?
No, he doesn't have any connections with FCA actually at all. He lives in Columbus,
okay.
It's funny because he always jokes how everyone from Lancaster usually works in Columbus, and so they go to Columbus, but he lives in Columbus and comes here to Lancaster, and so he said he has to go upstream every day.
So how did he get connected with coaching FCA's baseball?
Well, 2 years ago, at the end of my sophomore year, we had issues with the head coach, and at that time, and the head coach quit and was very frustrated, and it ended kind of poorly and bad and ugly. So we were looking for a baseball coach, and we interviewed. I know the school interviewed a lot of people, and Coach Cotterelli just seemed to fit the program the best. He was knew enough about baseball, but was still a new guy. He wanted to get his feet wet into coaching baseball, and FCA seemed like a perfect fit for him.
Sweet. That sounds great. So how did your guys' season go last year?
Well, last year was Coach Cotterelli's first year, and we ended up with a record of 5-13, and so not the year that everyone kind of expected or wanted to have, but we didn't have any massive blowouts like we had in the past. Like, I know growing up, baseball was never, like, a big thing at FCA. And it still really isn't a big thing. But we had a lot of really ugly games in the past. But last year, even though the record was still 5-13 and we lost more games than what we should have, there was a lot of games that we felt like got away from us and that we were one or two plays away from making. And so I think overall, it was a successful year to step us in the right direction, but overall, it was still a rebuilding year.
Yeah, well, at least you won some games and didn't go out with, like, a 0 win.
Right, and because we definitely have in the past.
Yeah. Oh, wait, really?
In the past, the baseball team's been a lot worse, so Coach C's really helped us out.
That's good. You already asked, are you getting more in baseball? So how do you expect this year to go? Impending on last season.
Yeah. All right. Well, last year, as I already said, it didn't go too well. So this year, a big difference, I would say, between the 2 years is that we have a lot more guys this year come out to play baseball. Last year, we had 9 or 10 every game, and you need 9 guys to play. So, every year it was kind of like, well, I hope we have enough guys come out and, aren't working and aren't doing other stuff that we actually can field a team. And so even though it was a step in the right direction, I don't feel like it was still the max potential that we had. With this year, we have about 17 or 18 guys, and so that can help us, in practices get like a full 9-on-9 feel and like more of a actual baseball scrimmages in our practices so we can practice better and more efficiently. And so I think that this year is going to go a lot better and different because of those extra numbers and because of the interest in baseball here at FCA.
Yeah. Well, did, like, something happen? Did you just, like, rally a bunch of your friends together? Or, like, why did, like, a sudden change in how many guys wanted to join the baseball team?
Yeah, well, it was a combination, I think, of me and a few of the guys who were already in baseball, like mm-hmm. Bobby Leeper, getting our friends to come out and play and realizing that it's just for fun and that, like, even though the kids, you know, don't necessarily know baseball a whole lot, they can still learn and they can still have fun just being there and hanging out with the guys. And so that's how we got a lot of people to come out. Even though they knew that they didn't have a lot of baseball experience, they still could have fun with the coach and just with the guys hanging around. And if we were all there, it would be good.
Yeah, did a mix of all the grades join, or is it like one particular grade was just like, hey, I'm going to join baseball?
You know, we had a lot of eighth graders last year mm-hmm. who came up, who are now freshmen. And so those kids are obviously new. And then we have a lot of seniors. But honestly, there's not a ton of sophomores and juniors. So yeah. It's kind of not really spread out as much, but it's still going to, there's still more interest will grow if you win games.
So. Yeah, so how do you think, not like this incoming season, but like the next season will go once the seniors graduate?
Well, yeah, kind of like what I just touched on. It all depends, I think, of how the season goes this year. So, if you win games, kids are going to want to come out and play for a winning program. Yeah. And then you have kids want to come to the school who are okay playing baseball here because it's a winning program. And so I think this season kind of is going to determine what the next couple years are like for FCA baseball.
Yeah, makes sense because there's a lot of seniors. So I know a lot of the sports will be out when we leave, but do you guys have any pregame warm-ups that you like to do?
Well, we have a lot of goofy warm-ups and a lot of fooling around we do, but before the games, you know, we always do the classic stretching and warming up your arm and running around mm-hmm. and just getting your blood moving, just enough to kind of get ready for a baseball game, even though baseball isn't really like a running all the time type of sport.
Yeah.
But we still like to warm up and get ready. Yeah. And you know, we have our traditions and our different goofy things that we do that we think is going to help us win.
Yeah. Would you like to share any? So do you have any memorable moments from any past seasons?
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, Casey, I didn't really get into the baseball when I was young. Yeah. So I know a lot of guys on the team have, like, been playing baseball since they were born. Like, they were just, ever since they were, like, toddlers, their dad would throw the baseball with them and stuff. And I kind of am not, like, with that because I just joined because my friends were on the team. So I just joined. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like to think that I, like, fell in love with the game of baseball because I didn't grow up having to play it. I actually just played it and was like, wow, I love this game. This is actually a great game. So really the most memorable times is when I'm just, you know, at practice and all the time because I just love the game so much. And so, you know, hanging out with the guys and practicing and getting better as a team in general is probably just, they're all memorable moments. I don't have one distinct one,
that's
honestly.
That's so nice. Because I can obviously tell that you, like, really like the game of baseball. So are you going to pursue it outside of high school or not?
Probably not because of just, like, you have to be a different level baseball player.
Yeah,
to play
not
in
even
college.
Like intramural.
Yeah.
Wait, what's that word?
Intramural, I think.
Yeah, okay, so not even like intramural sports or anything?
No, I don't think so. Oh, just because it's just a lot of time and effort. And I may pick it up later in life, maybe, you know, something else, but not.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play in any form in college.
Oh. Well, that makes sense because, yeah, college level sports are, like, really intense.
Right.
So, well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me about the baseball season.
Yep, no problem.
Chapter 3. The day of our departure was also the first day we got to meet the crew of the boat. I was pleasantly surprised to discover that about half of the men on board spoke English, and even a few of them were Canadian. In total, there were just over 20 men on board, 13 Russian, 5 Canadians, a few Europeans, and a couple of young Asian boys working in the engine room. The bistro had the look of a once great warship, corrupted and decomposed by being in the possession of these, what I would guess to be pirates. The boat was around 100 to 150 feet long and was encased in a thick iron shell that was coated in large splotches of rust. Most all of the color from the exterior of the ship had either faded away or been glazed over by a sheet of dusty ice, giving the whole entity a gray, industrial look to it. As Nate and I were loading our things onto the boat, I got my first impression of Captain Belikov as he fought with the well-dressed gentleman on the bow of the ship. I didn't grasp much of the argument, as it was in Russian, but I got the impression that the man on the receiving end of the captain's rant was definitely the more civil of the two of them. I later discovered that the gentleman on the bow was the crew's new physician, Dr. Pross. Nathan led the way through the tight hallway in the hull of the ship. It was a struggle to move through the narrow corridor that ran down the center of the boat's floor, like a hollow spine of a cold, colossal beast. Plain metal walls were decorated with nothing more than large iron doors spaced about every 6 feet from each other. The hull itself was probably no wider than 2 feet and required any man of decent height to crouch down to avoid slamming their forehead against the archways supporting the ceiling. We made our way into one of several identical rooms equipped with two bunk beds, a porthole, and a small nightstand with a lantern sitting upon it. In our room was an older man named Malachi. He seemed to have an air of anxiety about him concerning our trip, but to me, that line of thought didn't seem too misplaced here. As we began to unwind in our bunks, conversation began to pick up with Malachi. "Why would two young men like yourselves board a vessel such as this?" His question came seemingly out of nowhere, but it was not misplaced. "Our father. He died while overseas and we're going to retrieve his corpse to bring it back home," Nathan replied directly. There was a moment of silence. "Is that it?" Malachi responded, sitting up gradually and looking over at me. "Do you have any idea how dangerous a journey across the North Pacific can be, especially at this time of year?" His question was directed at me as if it were my idea to come out here on this escapade. "Why are you looking at me?" I said, in an irritated voice. "Do you think this was my idea? I would have never allowed my younger brother to embark on such a dangerous trek just to retrieve an already dead body." Malachi's voice was spiteful, and it was clear that he thought I was at fault for the danger me and my brother now face. Before I could think of some way to retaliate, Nathan chipped in. "What exactly makes the journey so perilous that you would say gathering the remains of family is not a worthy reason to make it?" Malachi slowly swung one of his legs over the ledge of his bed as he spoke. "The biggest thing to account for on any ocean voyage is sickness and how quickly it spreads in close quarters. But here in the upper regions of the globe, we must also take account of the numbing temperatures we'll face, as well as the unpredictable weather out on the open seas. And who knows what unforeseen dangers we'll see this time."
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.